and the bushes weren't very high.
I see.
They were just small.
Uh-huh. I see.
If you got it done every year.
Uh-huh.
But they were, it was just 1 year's growth.
Uh-huh.
But now clearing, if an area grows up until it's gone back to woods,
uh-huh,
again.
I see.
And then you remove all that, that's clearing.
Uh-huh. I see. I see this thing.
And grubbing, you could, if you got somebody working enough, you could have the bushes grubbed. That would be dug up by the roots instead of just having them cut off.
Mm-hmm. And if raised after you'd already harvested the clover or grass once and then it came up again, you'd call that a
second crop.
And what if you didn't plant something like potatoes and it came up anyway?
Volunteer.
All right. And then when you're harvesting wheat, do they tie it up in a
bundle? Sheaves.
Yeah. And then the two they break over the top.
Cap, I think.
Okay.
That's what it is.
And if you have one bushel and you add 39 more, then you'd have 40
bushels.
And how are oats harvested?
Oats are, if they're to be threshed, they're cut with a binder and bundled and shocked, just like wheat.
Okay.
If they're to be threshed, and if they aren't, why they're cut in the dough stage and can be baled for straw feed.
Now, if I'd like you to tell me about some of the kinds of bread that your mother baked, or maybe you baked, or
well, a biscuit, of course. We had biscuit every morning, and then cornbread made from meal. It was usually cooked in, it was made into round pones, we called them, loaves, like pones. And sometimes she made egg bread, which was made with cornmeal in a thinner batter and cooked in a solid pan, and then cut in like you'd cut a cake, a plain sheet cake. Let's see, and hoe cakes. That was a thin cornmeal batter that was fried in grease, like hush pup, you know, sort of on the order of hush puppies. And then
were they made in small balls like that?
No, they were flat,
like a pancake,
only it was made with
thinner,
cornmeal.
And thinner, was it?
No, thinner than a pancake. Maybe not as thin as a pancake. It was very similar to a pancake, except pancakes made with flour and egg and so forth, and the whole cake is made with cornmeal.
You just make one whole cake in a skillet?
No, little individual ones.
I see.
They were real crispy.
I see. That's what they call fritters or flitters sometimes.
Well, I guess.
Flitters.
We never called them that. We just called them
whole cake.
Same thing, I guess. And let's see. And then in the summertime, Mama would make light bread, yeast bread.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't in the wintertime. It was never warm enough in the house for it to rise.
Did anybody ever make any bread in the, where they put the dough into the ashes of the fire?
No. The baker that I mentioned earlier, that was used to cook bread in.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything you ever called a corn dodger?
I think hoe cakes. Yes, I've heard Mama refer to hoe cake as a corn dodger.
Okay. Not the little pones in the baker.
No, not.
Did she ever make a kind of cornmeal dumpling that was boiled in greens?
No.
How about something did you mention spoon bread?
Well, we never had spoon bread, but I've eaten it, and it's I guess indigenous to the area that I've heard of people who like it and who make it, but Mama never made spoon bread.
Right. Now, if you're talking about bread, you say, we've been